Exercise 4.3. Radio item 7.
With me today from the Home Office is Mr. David Thorpe, who has agreed to answer recent criticism of the government's handling of the so-called immigration problem. The face of Britain changed radically during the latter part of the 20th century. Since large-scale immigration of non-English-speaking persons to Britain began in the 1950s, there have been few attempts by the government to calm people's fears of an invasion of foreign languages. Yet recent research by a linguist from a prominent university has revealed that in certain city areas, English is almost totally unspoken and has called into question the value of bringing non-English-speaking immigrants to this country in the future. Mr. Thorpe, why do we have a problem with English within ethnic communities? And is there a real danger that the English language will lose its dominance in Britain?
Let me begin by saying that this whole issue of people, what was it I read in the papers? By the year 2050, the majority of people in the top three British cities would not be speaking English, is a myth. Complete nonsense. The research was, in fact, conducted by a group of academics whose work was, first of all, totally misrepresented by the press, and secondly, based on improbable statistical evidence supposedly linking language learning difficulties to unemployment. The reverse is actually true, since without a job, if you need to learn English, you can spend a greater amount of time studying in our English language training programs.
But the research points out that in certain poor areas of some large cities, English is already no longer the most commonly spoken language. What's the government doing to rectify this situation?
What the research actually said was that it was taking longer for some new foreign residents in Britain to become proficient in English than in the past.
Because, they say, of a drop in funding for English language training programs.
Not at all. The percentage of funding for English courses has significantly increased under this government. No, the reason some foreigners are taking longer to learn English is that overall there has been a slight upward age shift in new migrants to city areas. It is, of course, more difficult to learn a language when you are older.
So will English ever become a second language in Britain, the country of its origin?
Really? How can that happen when the total number of immigrants to this country is a mere 50,000 a year? And that includes many who speak equally as well as you or I.
You or me?
If not better.
Mr. Thorpe, thank you for your time. Inquiries for English language courses can be made by telephoning this number now, 0171 389 4204. That number again? 0171 389 4204.